Open Public Meeting Act of the Sunshine Law. This meeting of the Bass River Township Planning Board is being held in conformance with the Open Public Meetings Act. This notice was published in the Atlantic City Press newspaper and the Beacon newspaper on January 9, 2025. This notice was given to the municipal clerk and posted on the bulletin board in the municipal building and on the township website. Please rise for the flag salute.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call, please.
Mr. Adams.
Here.
Ms. Allen.
Here.
Ms. Rufo.
Here.
Mr. Neuweiler.
Here.
Mr. Steele.
Here.
Ms. Turlish.
Here.
Mr. McGettigan.
Here.
Ms. Dillon.
Here.
Ms. Fritz. Mr. Ewert.
Here.
Ms. Crowley.
Here.
Thank you.
Resolution for the memorialization of Niccolo, 5669 Route 9, Land use application, minor site plan. Do we have a motion?
I'll make a motion. I'll second.
Thank you.
Roll call, please.
Mr. Adams.
Yes.
Ms. Allen.
Yes.
Ms. Rufo.
Yes.
Mr. Neuweiler.
Yes.
Mr. Steele.
Yes.
Ms. Turlish.
Yes.
Mr. McGettigan.
Yes.
Ms. Dillon.
Yes.
Ms. Fritz. Mr. Ewert.
Yes.
Ms. Crowley.
Same.
Thank you.
We've had the minutes for the last meeting. Did everyone get a chance to read them? Can I have a motion to approve the minutes from the August 20th, 2025 meeting?
Motion to approve.
I'm sorry, who said it? Who made it? Thank you, Mr. Neuweiler. Second, Mr. McGettigan. Thank you.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? So carried. There is no correspondence. There is no new business applications. Old business applications, minor subdivision application, George Kurtz for New Gretna Development, LLC, 5733 Route 9, Block 38, Lot 16. Mr. Kurtz, are you here? Would you please rise? State your name and your address.
George Kurtz, 76 North Maple Avenue, New Gretna, 42224.
Is he testifying?
Yeah, attorney. I'm also a land surveyor and planner, so yeah.
Okay. All right. Do you swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to provide is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth? So help you God. Will you be testifying as well?
If you need to, we talk the most time for
you. All right, let's just swear anyway. Yeah.
Yes.
Raise your right hand. Yes. Do you swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to provide is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth? So help you God. Thank you.
And your name, sir? I'm sorry.
Tom Dorsey.
Tom Dorsey.
Good evening, board members. I'm Tom Dorsey. I'm representing George, who is the managing member of G. Kurtz Construction LLC, the owner and the applicant. The board may remember that George came before you in October and November of 2024, seeking minor subdivision approval for this three-lot minor subdivision. The no variances involved, it's a by-right subdivision. George knew that there were wetlands and wetlands buffers that were going to affect this property. So before he made the application to this board, he filed an application with DEP and had the environmental firm submit all the plans and documentation in the spring of 2024, approximately 4 or 5 months before he came to you. So he wanted to get ahead of that. Now, everybody knows that DEP takes an endless amount of time to do their reviews on an LOI like this. They can take 12, 18, 24 months to complete their review. So George thought that if he submitted it 6 months before he came to you guys and he would have about 6 months to record it afterwards, that he may, you know, it may have fit his time frame. Unfortunately, DEP has yet to give us the paperwork on the final approval. What they have done is they've established that the wetlands on site, that's this green area here, is of exceptional value. So it requires 150-foot buffer, and that's the red area here. So they have made that determination, but they haven't finalized their paperwork. They haven't sent us the information that we need so that we can record the LOI and the company deed. So the subdivision was approved by you in November of 2024. The 190-day expiration period that we have under the municipal land use law of the Court of Minor Subdivision expired in May. We were hoping that DEP would get us what we needed shortly after that before we came back to apply, but unfortunately it did not. So we're here this evening asking you to grant an extension under NJSA 40:55B 47F, which allows the board to grant an extension of a minor subdivision approval if the applicant can demonstrate to you that they haven't recorded it because of a delay in obtaining an outside agency approval, which was a condition of your approval. So one of the requirements is that the applicant has to diligently and properly apply for that. I think we meet that because George made the submission 6 months before he even applied for the subdivision, and we're just sitting waiting. So I think we meet the criteria for that. We're hoping that the board will grant the extension. I would like to be able to say to the board that this is how many days we need, but we don't even have the final stuff to do here. So we're asking for two things from you. One is an extension of the time period, and we can talk about how many days would be reasonable for us to be able to do that. The second thing we would like the board to do is, in your original resolution, you made the DEP approval a condition precedent to the subdivision being recorded. In other words, we would have to get DEP to approve it and finalize it with DEP and then come back to you to get the plan signed. And we don't want to get into that same position where DEP just keeps holding us up and holding us up. So what we would like you to do is, rather than making the DEP approval a condition precedent to the recordation of the subdivision, is simply to make that an outside agency approval, which it is. That would give us the opportunity to be able to record the subdivision plan prior to DEP finalizing the paperwork. And again, they've established the 150-foot buffer, so we know that it's not going to adversely affect what the board approved. But again, it would allow us to be able to record the subdivision. What it will not do is it will not allow someone to go ahead and seek any kind of construction permits or anything on the lots, because your resolution would make that a specific outside agency approval. Therefore, when they went to the zoning official and the construction official, he would say, here's your resolution for subdivision, but you have to provide the DEP information for us. So it does a couple things. It allows us to be able to get the subdivision finalized and over with, but it also protects the municipality and also any property owner, because no construction or zoning permits will be issued until the DEP paperwork is finalized. So in terms of the number of days, again, if we had any idea when DEP was going to do this, what I would like the board to, if you would consider granting George an extension, giving him another 190-day period from the date of this resolution of extension that you would give to get the plan recorded. I'm sure that we're going to have this recorded and done way before that, but what that will do is it will give us enough breathing room where we won't have to go back to you and ask you for this again. So I'm hoping I explained that clearly. If I didn't, and the board members have any questions, please, I'll be more than glad to clarify.
So does the board have any questions?
I'm just going to make one comment. Okay. I've been dealing with the DEP Wetlands Bureau. I think Barbara was going to say the same thing. I would feel more comfortable giving a one-year extension
in
May of next year, but I don't feel comfortable signing and filing the map without the wetlands. Typically, I wouldn't recommend that. I mean, I'd rather give a one-year extension. I actually did a wetlands for my neighbor who had a prior wetlands approval. It took me a year and a half just to get them to reconfirm what they did 2 years before. So one-year extension, that's what I would recommend. You don't file the map until you have a permit.
And I can explain. I work for DEP, so I don't work in the LOI division, even though I know how to do them, and I don't work in the firm. I work for another division of them, so I will be recusing myself from the vote. But I can explain that the governor issued an executive order and ordered 15% across the board cuts last October and no backfilling hiring positions. So a lot of people have stepped down. I see the retirements every month. We see them. We are short, even in my department where I work. Every department is short. This is just part of the problem. Changes in regulations, it just cumulatively adds up. So I completely get it. It's not a justification. I certainly understand it, but it may be explaining what part of the problem is. And honestly, I would think 2 years would be more reasonable, knowing that CEP, we work with the pace of government. I understand that. So, and it's not, you know, from what I've heard, and I was not here in 24, but I am clearly aware of Mr. Darcy, excellent attorney, he stayed the case. It's not Mr. Kirk's fault. This is certainly beyond his control. And, you know, I'd hate to drag him back. Make him pay another set of even as low as our fees are for this type of thing. I would hate to drag him back and have him cost at least $600 more if we're going to be dragging him back next year, because I don't know how long the other division is going to take. So I would say 2 years is appropriate. If it goes past that, then okay, we may deal with it. But I think that's being reasonable given the hardship that they've already had, and that this has been a long time coming.
I don't have an issue with the 2 year extension myself. I threw 1 year out there just for kicks, but 2 years, sure.
But 1 year, it brings them back to talk about what's going on.
Well,
so
yeah,
I like the 1 year.
Well, yeah. I mean, it'll be up to the board.
I appreciate what you're saying about mm-hmm. having a subdivision plan put on file when the DEP process hasn't been completed. I understand your concern about that. One of the reasons why George is here is obviously we have to get the subdivision updated, but he does have a buyer for this lot who is very interested in it, has been very interested in it, and who probably is not going to wait. If we have to wait another year.
Is that the lot by the hunting club?
Yes, the first one or second one?
Did the board realize that what the DEP did is they took over 4 acres away from
it? Yeah, no, I knew that.
I can't right. I can walk it.
Yeah.
But everything from the red line over. So what I got in this back parcel is the entrance road, and that little piece over there is all I have out of all that. They took over 4 acres from it.
So what, you got two buildable lots now?
No, there's still three.
My model home, the other one, and that little piece that was 7 acres is now 3, maybe.
The only problem is, if we let you file the map,
yes,
the building department's still not going to issue a permit until you have a wetlands permit.
That's correct.
So even if the guy buys a lot, he's sitting for a year or 2 years till we get the wetlands permit.
Right.
Would I be able to leave to file for the septic systems and stuff?
Could I make not without the lots being created. I mean, you could file for, if that's one whole lot, you could file for one septic system for one house.
Right.
But other than that, no.
Could I suggest maybe a compromise for a position that would help George out and his buyer, but also address the issue that you have about reporting
right.
before? It's this lot here that George is concerned
yeah,
about.
Right.
He wants mm-hmm. this. You can see here, there's a very limited area right there that's affected by the wetlands buffer.
Right.
It's these lots here that are. Would it be possible for the group to consider to allow George to file the subdivision prior to getting the final DEP approvals? When he sells this property, we will put a deed notice in the deed of conveyance to the buyer, alerting him that DEP approval has not been completed. It's still an outside agency approval. He can't get any zoning or construction permits until such time as the DEP stuff is finalized. And George would agree that he would not convey these two parcels to anyone until the DEP process is completed.
That's going to be up to the board and our attorney to decide on that one.
Board member will be Dylan. I have a question. And this is just so that we have clear understanding of what may be the impact to Mr. Kurtz if this is not handled and not signed off. Is there any provision under the law that if he were to sell the lot prior to the subdivision that would result in some kind of difficulty or financial hardship to Mr. Stewart? Like trying to sell a lot before a subdivision is filed?
I don't think he can, because you're going to need a deed.
That's
and
what
you're going to need a new lot number.
And if you do that, isn't there something like a $15,000 fine that you get if you try to do that because you're trying to deal with it? And I certainly don't think the board wants to see anybody go through that. As long as I've been on the board has been very reasonable with anybody that's come in for a development application. And, you know, that to me, it's a pretty steep fee for trying to do what you need to do and trying to get your approval. So it's just something that's out there. It's just so that everybody's aware that if he's trying to do his business here in town, trying to develop, and he can't do that, tries to do it, it's going to be a stiff financial penalty. And I don't think that the board has been in that position for anything that's come through. I don't think we want to see anybody go through any more hoops than is normally required or have any other challenges as a result.
Yeah, you're actually bothered.
That's what I was trying to ask.
A conveyance cannot be made until the subdivision is recorded. Now, George could enter into an agreement of sale with someone, subject to getting the subdivision approved. But what we're asking the board to do is to not violate that portion of the statute. If the board would grant the subdivision approval, give us the extension, allow us to record the plat before the NJDEP approval comes in, that's still just a outside agency approval. So the subdivision will be subject to that, just like it's subject to outside agency approvals for Burlington County Planning Board, Burlington County Board of Health requirements, you know, things of that nature. But what it would do, and I will be very honest about it, it protects George's agreement of sale here with this property owner where we can get that one lot sold. The other two will agree that he can't do it, but if we could get the subdivision just so we could make that one advance, it would help him and would help a future property owner who wants to, you know, live in the best.
Can you show that map to the public and just turn it around and show this? That's the red line is the preliminary approval of from the wetland, but not official. Is that correct?
That's right. This line here, this green line is the wetlands area, and DEP has the authority under state law to establish one of three buffers. They can establish a 50-foot buffer. They can establish a 75-foot buffer, or they can establish a 150-foot buffer, which is the most restrictive. DEP has determined already that these wetlands areas in here are what they call exceptional resource value, so it's going to have to be the largest buffer required in 150.
I just wanted you to show that, because when we open it up to the public, there might be some questions, and that just sort of brings you up to speed where we're at. The only question I have...
That's right here. And you can see there's just a little titch in this one corner here where the buffer hits it. You know, 95% of it is free and clear of the wetlands and wetlands.
We'll go over that. We're going to go over that again in the public portion. The question I have is, you know, that if the deed is recorded for that one piece only, and then, yes, for that area, and then you enter into a sales agreement, and then the DEB comes back and changes that line that might impinge on. Is there any way that
150 already, that's the maximum.
Okay, so that they can't move it any further than that. So there's no way that they can come back a year from now or 9 months from now and say, oh, we made a mistake. We're going to move the line, or it's not going to be, you know what I'm saying? Because without them making the final determination, even though we're almost certain it's going to be that.
Right. They did come out and inspect the line, and they did find the line was acceptable to them. So they have done that portion of it. And then the second part of it is, okay, we know your line is correct. Now what kind of buffer are we going to impose on you? And they have now decided that it's going to have to be the maximum.
The 150. So that is, they can't infringe or make your lot unsaleable because of any changes.
No, even that one in the back there, it was 6 acres, that one piece. It's a 7 acre piece. I lost about 5 acres. I can't go in the neighborhood.
Yeah,
now.
I understand. I can walk.
That's about it.
Yeah. Count birds. Whatever.
It's worth a little bit delay. I looked at the package and it looks like there's an email from Brett.
Okay. Yeah.
Stowski.
Yep.
Sent April 14th, 2025, at sometime in the morning. And this is a very recent email, relatively recent, from 2025. And it took their reviewing agency a year to take care of that. But this is recent. It's any new laws, anything that's changed with threat and endangered species, anything like that, it's not going to affect this ruling from April 14th, 2025.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, that's pretty recent. Sorry that it took you that long to get there.
Still going.
Yeah. Even that email. So, I mean, that is an assurance that DEP has given you. They're giving you the answer that they can give you without finally signing off on it.
So, based on what we just heard, I don't see any reason we couldn't allow them to file the map, sell it online. Deed restricted that he can't build on it until you get the final approval. I mean, based on that email, I know Brett. He's close.
I don't know.
So his supervisor probably needs to sign it on his desk, and that takes 6 months. But he's pretty close based on that email.
You would think I would get a letter soon.
Yep.
They already told me the dimensions. They took the maximum.
Yeah.
It could be in the mail, but we don't know. It's been a long time.
Actually, they could have taken 300 feet, and I saw 1,000 feet up in Little Lake, right up the road.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
They were being very reasonable to protect what's behind you. That's what the job of that agency.
I don't
have
an issue with that, if you want to do that. Because then we don't have to worry. Technically, you could give them a 6 month extension to record the map, but it sounds like they're going to record it in the next couple of weeks. Do you have county planning board approval?
I'm pretty sure that the engineer has applied for that.
Right. We would need that on the map.
Yes.
Sign off.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Well, it's up to the board if you open it to the public, I guess.
Any other questions from the board members? If not, I need a motion to open it to the public. Please keep in mind that we are strictly going to be talking about this issue, nothing else.
Motion to open to the public.
The mayor and Mr. Neuweiler.
Second.
Yes, thank you. Okay, do we have any questions? None?
I have one.
Oh.
I always do.
Please stand, your name and address.
I'm going to make sure I say it right. William Manward, 5881 Route 9. Anyway, what's this Nick Lowe thing?
That doesn't. We'll get to those questions. This is only about this.
Just
this property.
Yeah,
yes.
Just for now.
For right now.
That's the crab shed.
Well, nobody voting Democrats. You see what's going on. So I can say about that particular thing.
Does anybody have anything else? Yes, sir.
Bill Aronson, 1868, Route 542. So I'm wondering if a lot buyer buys one of these lots, can he hire any builder to build, or is there any restriction?
No, as long as he complies with the local zoning requirements and its own subdivision plan, and he complies with the resolution that the board adopts, and complies with any conditions that are in the final DEP approvals, then he can choose whoever wants to build.
And is there a minimum dwelling unit size?
I don't believe so.
No limit.
We wouldn't want to see anything under in town of under 1,000 square feet home. You know, most towns that are restricted, in Frank, 800 or 900, 1,000. So
if anybody builds that, there's going to go 2,000 to 4,000.
Whatever.
And there's plenty of room to build that size house.
There is. It's a 3 acre portion.
Yeah, really well, many of them, actually.
And where is the access? The Route 9?
Greenbush.
Greenbush
Road. Access to Route 9 is prohibited. So there won't be No access permitted to Route 9.
And does the parcel owner have to put in streets and curbs?
No. Because he has sufficient frontage on Greenbush Road.
No, I mean, addressing each of the houses for easement to the houses?
No, that would be up to the individual property. There's no, to my understanding, there's no municipal requirement that a property owner would have to,
So that means the township is going to be left with that bill?
No, we're not putting curbs and sidewalks in.
Who's going to pay?
Well, there would be in for the sidewalk.
It's only three lots.
How about a roadway?
I'm sorry, I have a question in response to Mr. Aaron's question. I apologize if he's not done. Is Green Bush a county road?
Yes.
Okay, so the county would make that decision if they're going to require curbs and all that, correct?
Yes, I'm pretty sure I don't have the documentation.
No,
there are no curbs. The county's not going to require it. If you propose it, the county has a standard on how you have to construct it, but no county actually imposes a requirement for curb and sidewalk. So they're not going to make him do it. If he did it, they have a standard on how you have to build it.
So how about the street going in? I assume there's a street going in?
No, just private driveways.
Off of the county road?
County road. State highway, the county road.
Yes, sir.
Jack McCartney, East Green Bush Road. Does that mean that partial meet the requirements for building?
Yes, it does.
Okay.
Yes.
All of them do. All right. There are no variances required.
Are there any other questions?
The only question I have, George, we don't want to be put in a situation like what happened at T-Berry. You put in a road, you pave the road. Now it's township responsibility to patch, plow. We don't want to get into that over there.
No, that's a cul-de-sac of subdivision.
Right.
These are three private individuals. You know, I imagine the county, or as a builder, I'm going to have to put an apron in on the entrance. And then from then the apron in, you should give the homeowner. But, you know, an apron we put in, you always do.
Right.
That's it.
There's no more questions from the public. Then I need a motion to close the meeting to the public.
Make a motion.
Second.
Thank you. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Does the board have any other questions or comments they want to make? Suggestions for what you want the resolution to say? The 190 days. And allowing Mr. Kurtz to file the BAP pending DEP approval?
One year?
You don't need a year if you're going to let them file. You don't need a year if you're going to let them file a map. Then 190 days is to record the map.
So I
would just give him the 190 days
to file the map.
And he's going to get this map filed pretty quick. So at this point, we don't need the year because we're not waiting for the wetlands. So just do the standard 190. Is that going to be from May? That's going to be when it expired. So it's 190 from May, from when it expired originally.
Yeah.
So where's that going to put?
November.
Yeah, that's right.
Is 190 enough?
Let's give him a year.
At that point, just
it doesn't matter. Let's just give you the year.
Thank you.
Yeah, we're going to
do it as fast as we can, but give me the year.
I'll give him the year.
Okay.
The government works in it. It's a round number.
One.
Killing me.
So
my number.
Correct. That's very generous.
Thank you.
All right.
Do we have a motion?
I'll make a motion.
Mayor and Turlish?
No, Mayor and Jane.
I'm sorry. Roll call, please.
Sweetly. Mr. Adams?
Yes.
Ms. Allen?
Yes.
Ms. Ruffo?
Yes.
Mr. Neuweiler?
Yes.
Mr. Steele?
Yes.
Ms. Turlish?
Yes.
Mr. McGettigan?
Yes.
Ms. Dillon?
I abstain.
Thank you.
Hold on.
Ms. Fritz? Mr. Ewart?
Yes.
Ms. Crowley?
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you, board members, for your understanding and cooperation.
Thank you.
OK,
Okay, now we are going to start the public meeting. Do I have a motion to open the meeting up to the public?
Make a motion.
Second.
The mayor? No, the mayor. And,
thank you.
Thank you.
Good evening, everyone. Does anyone have anything they'd like to say or bring before the board this evening? Now it can be anything.
I just was curious what number one was on the top of about Nick Lowe, R669.
It's the crab place right here on the corner.
On the corner.
Somebody complained about gravel. He had to come in, too much gravel on the lot.
It was part of the clams.
The clams, the gravel.
The guy right on the corner.
Over there.
Yeah.
He's not doing music anymore. He's doing clams. Nick Lowe, right?
Clams, Christmas trees, and pumpkins.
Pumpkins,
yeah.
Okay. You're going to talk about cannabis soon? I don't want any.
No.
Is there going to be cannabis?
No, it's all been turned over now to the commissioners.
Okay, one last thing. I thought the last meeting I attended, not the last one last week or whatever, that we laid to rest about the B&B. Isn't that laid to rest?
That didn't come before the planning board. That came before the commissioners.
Is that done? There's not going to be any B&B?
Nope.
BLT?
Yes.
B&C?
BLT, yes.
So just go across the street for that.
Exactly.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
You're welcome. Yes, sir.
Phil Lauer, 111 North Maple. Do we have any ordinance or any on record of how many religious establishments we can have in this town being for a village?
I don't believe so.
I think it's a violation of the First Amendment.
Yeah, that's a violation of the First Amendment.
So if I have a house that I want to turn into a church and stop paying taxes, I can?
If you file
that's
all...
That's the route it would go.
If you file all the proper procedures. And
okay. That's it.
So if you give everybody your homework, that's what will happen.
Is there anybody else that has any questions? Yes, sir.
So I see a new building going up.
Mr.
Viking.
Wait, Mr. Anderson.
Say what its purpose is, and B, if it's properly documented and permitted.
Yeah, they came before this board with a site plan approval to build those add those structures at Viking. So if everything's legit, they have a site plan, and they have building permits.
And its use is going to be?
I thought it was storage or something. I
don't know. Remember
something
quite
underneath.
A
I think
a while ago.
Yeah,
this was
offices.
A couple years ago. Yeah.
It looks like offices.
Yeah, maybe yeah. Offices and storage, I thought.
So everything is properly documented. They get their occupancy certificate. It goes on our tax book.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Yes, sir.
It's been known not to happen in the past.
Well, mm-hmm. Not with Viking.
Oh, yes,
yeah,
it has. Viking. Oh, yes, it has.
Yes, it has.
All right, so what's going on with Caldwell?
I haven't heard a thing. What's our code enforcer doing?
Last I knew, they're still being fined monthly.
I guess
so
they're
going to
keep paying the fine. They haven't come before us.
No.
I mean, I talked to them a year and a half ago. That attorney that they hired.
And got no results.
Didn't really know what he was doing.
I second that.
What are they being fined for?
Putting on an addition without any permits at all.
Yeah, they built the building without site plan or
without
building permits, I think.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, so.
Do we have anything else to come before the board? If not, I need a motion to close the meeting to the public.
Motion.
Ricky and Jane. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Mayor, do we have any results on the cannabis?
No.
Okay. Is there anything else that needs to come before the board this evening? No discussion? I need a motion to adjourn.
Make a motion.
Second.
Thank you. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
All right.